Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Firebirds in action at home this weekend, 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon against the Giants after a good start, a convincing start against the title holders last weekend, beaten by one goal. And one of the stars of the show was the skipper, Kim Revallion, because she played her 150th. Kim, a very good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. Sorry to wake you up so early because you're a mum now. How is the baby?
Oh, that's so fine. I'm usually up quite early, although I've lost my voice, which is a fun time for me.
How is it? How is it combining motherhood? No, I know a lot of elite athletes do it, but what are the unique challenges, I suppose?
Oh, geez, I guess, you know, you push yourself so hard in your job and then you have to come back and have the energy to, you know, play around with your little girl. So I guess that's the biggest challenge, is having the energy and the time. But I've got a lot of support around me, so that does help a lot.
That's really good. Like that unbearable tiredness, like you women, how yeah. you get through that, I got no idea.
I know, it is tough being a woman.
Is it full time for everyone or nearly everyone now in netball, super netball teams?
Yeah. Look, there's a few of us that are full time, and then a few that, you know, are still doing jobs on the side and are doing university as well. So we're not there yet, but we're on the right track.
Now, you know the words back surgery?
Yes, I know.
Sounds easy, eh? How did your back first become a problem?
Yeah, so just ongoing, like I had pretty bad inflammation in my lower back, but it was just being managed. So I'd manage it throughout the week where it would just flare up and then I would manage it and then I'd get it out on the court and play and then the cycle would repeat again. So it just got to a point where, I was in the gym and I did a squat and just didn't feel right. That night I lost a feeling in my left leg and got rushed pretty much quickly into surgery to make sure that, yeah, I didn't have that permanent damage for the rest of my life. It was a bit of a reality check for me. You know, the first thing that flashed through my mind was Georgie, my little girl, and my life and the quality of it. So I had to get that done straight away, that surgery. And then, yeah, the rehab from there was about, yeah, the surgeon just said, you just need to do all these things to get your brain and your leg working again repetitively for the next 15 weeks. Nice. And I was like, okay.
I mean, of course, you've long been renowned as one of the fittest players in the league. So, was this sounds like a real scare that you've had there. I mean, there were, you know, in your mind initially, there must have been big repercussions unless this is treated properly straight away.
Yeah, it was a very scary moment. I mean, when you wake up in the morning and you lost function of your left foot. And it's dragging. I'm just like, what the hell have I done?
Well, that's a total success, do you reckon? It must be. The rehab and the functionality, all total.
Yeah.
Done?
It's not 100% yet. Like, I still have percentages and differences from my left to right. But in terms of, like, what I control out on the court, how I land, things like that, yeah, I have control of that, unless it's just, like, super unlucky.
Mm. Now, now, tell me around the training courts that AFL isn't a topic somewhere. As we all know, your partner is Adam Treloar. Tipper Dwan has rejoined you now. Her partner is Josh Dunkley. You've got Lara Dunkley playing with the team. I mean, you've got to span a couple of codes here, haven't you?
Yeah, we do. No, it's great fun. Like, we love following the boys when we're travelling. Like, when they're playing, all the girls are supportive and, you know, watch the boys, and, you know, we have a little game that we play before our own, like captain's runs and things like that with the footy, where we kick the ball to each other, and we can tell who the partners are of the AFL players, because, I mean, I've been to the Oval and kicked with Adam a few times, so, yeah, it is a bit of a topic, but it's good fun as well.
Yeah, I've seen the Western Bulldogs throw the netball around too before they're... Before their hit outs.
Have they?
You're against the Thunderbirds. You were storming home in the third quarter, and then things stabilised. Did 11 all in the fourth quarter, I see. So everyone settled. It was hard.
Yeah, it was such a, back and forward game. Their defensive end, the T-Birds, are, you know, the best defensive team. Defensive end in the league, and to come on the court against that, it was scary, but I was just full of pure adrenaline, and the girls managed to stay in the game, and you know, we were so close. It could have gone either way on that last 2-point shot, for us to either take it from them or just lose by the one, but you know, promising signs for us. We all felt like, you know, that game was ours, and we're just so excited for the next one. It's all about 1 week at a time, and our focus this week is Giants. So we just want to build on that performance. That was a great start, but we just know how much better we can be, minus a few errors that we'd made. That'll just make us top contenders.
Yeah, well, you had to play that milestone game away, but I think there are plans to celebrate, even though it's game 151, this weekend, but I think you'll get a chance to celebrate with your home fans this weekend. Hopefully with a win, but I know they will acknowledge what has been and continues to be just a wonderful career.
Yeah, look, I was saying to the girls before, look, I want you to play so well that I don't have to get on, because I want to, you know, this 150th to linger for the next, you know, four or 5 weeks.
Yeah, good call. Good call.
and then it ended up happening. But I was like, that's all right.
where are you playing? Where do you play? Wing defence, wing attack, or centre?
Midcourt. Yeah. So cover the midcourt.
Yep. Okay. So that you're throwing yourself straight back into the middle.
Pretty much.
Now, Tipper, I see she got 5 super shots. Is she well known as being right up there at the best of them?
She when she was here at the Firebirds before heading to Adelaide, she was pretty much known for taking the 2-point shots. I think she was the first to get the most miss and net points in the league or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
And the two-point super shot point zone. So she was... Yeah, very well known for that then. And then moved to Adelaide and became like their 1-point shooter, and then dished off to Eleanor Cardwell, who was more predominantly their 2-point shooter. So she is now our like goal attack back at home in a 2-point shooting role. But she can do it all. So we don't want to put too much pressure on Tipsy. but we also have Danelle Wallum and, you know, Emily Moore, who can sink them too.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, great to have you on the show, and wonderful to hear that you've recovered from what, as you've admitted, was a very, very scary time in the off season, and you're back at Skipper of the Firebirds, and you will be there for home game number one for this new season against the Giants. Saturday afternoon, you can get your tickets from Ticketek, and that's at Nissan Arena, 5 o'clock Saturday. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Kim. I'll be out there.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.